It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Law. Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
How far away are the Green Bay Packers from being in the Super Bowl as we sit today? With the scenario being that Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback, right, in 2023, how far away is this team from being in the Super Bowl? Well, what do they need in order to make this a legit Super Bowl team, Kevin Holt?
So I look at it from two different ways. One is the construction of the team, which is your question, and the other one is the construction of the league, because I watched those NFC playoffs and I thought, man, if the Packers had caught a break or two, they'd been closer to the Super Bowl than we thought. Not that that team would be good enough to win the NFC in most years, but in this year, they could have made it. Now, construction of the roster or construction of the team, I've got two things that jump out to me right off the bat. I like the idea of these young receivers, rookie receivers that develop during the course of the year. They're not rookies anymore. They will develop and they'll make Rodgers' job a little bit easier, but they have to address the depth at the position. Still they got to do this. I mean, you're talking about losing guys like Lazard as opposed to gaining guys. So they've got to come in. And I don't know if it's that the Packers were burned by oh my gosh, why am I losing the name? Devin Funchess, Sammy Watkins. Like I think they've made sort of half efforts at it. And when those half efforts haven't succeeded, they just never followed up. I think you got to stay with that. That's something that's going to have to help Rodgers. He's got to be able to develop not just a couple of receivers into good guys, but several options. That's the Packers offense we remember, running game or not. And the other thing is, Sparky, I don't buy in a ton when guys have talked about the defensive unit. You know, Fire Capers was the answer to all of the world's problems for years. And I didn't necessarily buy into it. But at this moment, seeing what happened to the Packers on defense as the year went along, and especially at the end of the year, it's a legitimate concern for me. The Packers defense not only underperformed, you know, throughout the year, they were at their least disciplined in a game where the Packers still had a chance to salvage this wreck of a season. If they had beaten the Lions, we'd be talking about a totally different animal, a playoff team, maybe some sort of salvation. But instead, Quay Walker does what he does in that game, shoves a trainer, gets booted, and it just the everything about that look is bad. Everything about the discipline of what happened there is bad, and that's where this bothers me. We know that there's talent on defense. Why didn't they perform? And where is that line between playing at an aggressive level and doing dumb things?
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.